practice makes perfect, or I believe it's perfect practice makes perfect. It doesn't really matter, because unless you have a helpful mindset while you're practicing, you're never going to get better. There's three mindsets you may have that are hurting you. There's two mindsets that will really help you when you're practicing. We're going to talk about that in just a moment. Hello and welcome to the Musician Toolkit, episode number 70. My name is David Lane, and it is great to be with you once again. One of my favorite inside jokes for this podcast is how often I have claimed, especially early on, that an episode is going to be short, only to find out after I had edited it and finished, you know, preparing the episode, that it was longer than I thought. Well, this one I know for a fact it's short. This entire episode, including this intro, will be definitely less than 15 minutes, probably even shorter than that. So I want to take time before I get to today's topic to talk about something that I've talked about recently, and that is the importance of getting your feedback. And, you know, while I love for the purpose of this podcast, I love anytime you're willing to share with your voice. And you can do that for any episode by going to speakpipe.com/musician toolkit. In this case, this is a private message. I'm not going to share it on the podcast. And, you know, I only respond if you want to respond. I just want your feedback. Cite an episode, like it could be this one, you know, it could be a previous one. Just tell me what episode you're talking about. And as a listener, would you like to hear more episodes like that or fewer episodes like that? This is really important to me because as I start thinking about life for this podcast, I'm barreling ahead one episode a week. Sometime in November, that is going to put me at episode 100. And I don't know that I'll do anything big as far as an episode 100 topic. But I have been thinking there are things that I would like to modify about the podcast. And one thing that I definitely want to do is I want to narrow the focus. So far, and probably continuing, even in spite of any feedback I get, from the beginning of this podcast, which was the very first week of the year in 2023, through what's going to be very late 2024, has been really a wide variety of things. It's been all kinds of things, music. And, you know, there's some ways for me to ascertain whether or not something is working, and that is I can simply look at the download and stream numbers. But, and I can look at one episode that has 10 times more listens than one of the other episodes. But you know what that doesn't tell me is the one that has the 10 times more, how many of those have only ever listened to that episode that really aren't interested in anything else that I've had to share? And then how many of the ones that only has the 1/10 of the listens, might all of those be regular, loyal listeners who are really invested in kind of what I think is the central theme of this podcast, or what I've kind of hoped it would be, but, you know, maybe it hasn't been clear because of, you know, just kind of going to a variety of topics. So I want to find that fine line where I'm speaking to those who are listening and those who really get value from this podcast. And also, I'll add something else. What's something I haven't talked about yet that you think is missing from the podcast world, or it's just limited and you want to hear more takes on it? So we talk about all kinds of things. Today is one of my favorite things that we're going to be talking about. We're going to be talking about practice. We're going to be talking about practice mindsets, as I mentioned at the very beginning, because you can plan all the time you need and even a strategy to approach a piece of music, and it won't make a difference if you have an unhealthy mindset. So again, we're going to be talking about that in a moment. I think that's important to talk about. That's something that I'm passionate about, and it's something I would like to continue as a focus. But I don't know if that's what you're passionate about, if that's something that you are as a listener. And while there's so many things I have interest for in life, and a vast majority of them I am not going to share on this podcast because it would really have nothing to do with the Musician Toolkit, but I want to focus on the things that interest you. And I will not know that if you're silent about it. So if you really like something or you really don't like something, please let me know. The easiest way is to go to davidlanemusic.com, scroll down just a half a screen or so, and you will see a contact form. Just let me know how things are going and you know, what you think about certain episodes. Really want to hear from you. So today I'm talking about practice mindsets. There are five practice mindsets that I have identified, and I would say that three are not helpful, or they range between unhelpful and toxic, and then two of them are beneficial. So which practice mindsets do you lean towards? Think about that as I go through this list. So I'm going to go through the three that I think are not helpful first. These are ones that I've seen in students that don't help, but I've also gone through experiencing these mindsets myself. So the first one is impatience. This is this thought that if you practice X amount of minutes or X amount of hours, you should be able to achieve a certain amount of progress. And I've had two adult students just this year express to me their frustration. This piece doesn't seem that hard. I shouldn't be having this much trouble with it. And it's a case of they've been practicing it for 1 week, maybe two, and it's still in progress. And as I mentioned on the episode 63 about the intermediate plateau, our typical instrumental methods and the way we learn our instrument, they set us up for this. It's easy to get multiple pieces that you can learn in a single week. They're short, they're easy, and it's designed that way to get you learning the instrument. But then when we get into intermediate and beyond, you're no longer learning pieces that you can easily learn in a week. It takes time to make progress, and a lot of times we don't know what's going to trip us up until we start practicing, because we don't always know where the shortcomings are in our own technique, in the way that we process the music. So impatience is toxic for many reasons. First of all, it gives you an unrealistic expectation of how long it takes to learn music. It's not recognizing that each piece is different. It's also not recognizing that each week and each day you are different. Your mood, how much sleep you had, how you're feeling, it all affects how you practice. And you have to accept that some days you are just treading water. You're not going to make the progress that you think you should be making. So the second mindset, and this is one that I actually thought was a good one when I began teaching, so this may be helpful for a lot of you, and that is anger. It's born out of impatience, but it's this idea that I'm going to make this piece become something I know. I'm going to get into it. In fact, you may even in the moments of frustration even like play a loud noise on your instrument, or if you're at the piano, bang the keys. So this was not my default mindset, but a very common mindset when I was a student. And as a teacher, it bothered me when I got started that I didn't see it often enough in my students. So this is a problem that we have sometimes as adults. We achieve a certain amount of success while we had a certain approach, and we seem to think that that approach was the reason for the success, when sometimes success was in spite of the approach. And if we really thought about it, that approach might have limited what we could have accomplished otherwise. It's always funny to me whenever I hear adults talking about kids today and they talk about something they did or something their parents did, and they always say, well, I mean, I turned out all right. And it's so tempting to want to say, but did you really? We are good at deluding ourselves. And I deluded myself early on. I do think anger is a better mindset than being timid. I think it's good to have a little passion in your music. But I also think that while anger can drive you, it also leads to carelessness. Because it's hard to do any music well unless you're relaxed. And it's hard to be relaxed while you're angry. So anger is like fuel, but it's fuel the way that a lot of processed sugar is fuel. It'll give you a burst of energy, but the crash is pretty hard, and it's just not sustainable. So we talked about impatience. We talked about anger. The third toxic mindset for practicing is defeatism. And this is when you're practicing something hard and you're having trouble with it. And rather than getting angry, rather than getting impatient, you just give up. Now, in the best case scenario, you give up for the day. You're like, I just can't do this, and you walk away. And then you have some time away from the piano, you have a good night's sleep, and you're ready to try again the next day. So that's only a short-term problem. You give up. And then sometimes it is right to walk away. And sometimes it's recognizing when things aren't going well. But defeatism can involve giving up on a piece before you should have. And it can also involve giving up on an instrument before you should have. So defeatism is the worst of the mindsets if you want to accomplish music, because it causes you, or could lead to you, leaving your instrument of choice. So now let's talk about two beneficial practice mindsets. And the first one is acceptance. And that is recognizing when things are hard. You tell yourself, this is part of the process. This is how I get better. It doesn't make it easier to overcome the barriers that are keeping you from progressing. It doesn't make you learn the music faster, but you're accepting this is part of the process. You will get better when you reach that point to where it's starting to feel easier and you're getting momentum and it'll get better, but you may not be there yet. So sometimes practice is hard. Acceptance will keep you trying while it's hard. And then the second beneficial practice mindset is what I call embrace. This is the healthier alternative to anger. This is that idea, I am going to attack this. In fact, I am looking forward to this challenge. This is going to be hard, but I'm going to grow from this. I'm going to learn a new piece of music. I'm going to learn a new technique. I'm going to improve this technique. It's the looking forward to something, knowing that it's going to be hard. It's not getting angry or impatient or defeatist because it is hard. It's embracing this hard. And there's one thing that you can tell yourself while you're doing this. If this were easy, everybody would be doing it. You should congratulate yourself because you are trying something that not everybody can do. And because you're embracing it, inevitably you're going to accomplish it. So what are the practice mindsets that you most often find yourself facing? Is it impatience? Is it anger? Is it defeatism? Or is it acceptance and or embrace? Truthfully, you probably have moments of more than one of these mindsets. But I would challenge you to crowd out the impatience, crowd out the anger, crowd out the defeatism, and live in the world of acceptance and embrace. And that's going to wrap up episode number 70. Once again, I would love your feedback on this episode and any other episode you'd like to mention, if you'd like more of or fewer of episodes just like this one. And you can find that at davidlanemusic.com. While you're there, you can add /toolkit, or just type davidlanemusic.com/toolkit to find all of the past episodes of the Musician Toolkit podcast. So that's going to wrap it up for today. I'll be back with you again next week, but until then, thank you so much for listening.